You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today, as we recognize a very special young man in Alabaster, Alabama. He goes to Thompson Middle School, and his name is Braden. Right now I have on the line with me Don DeGrant to talk about Braden's sarcoma journey. We want you to join Braden's support squad. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Donda.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. I'm quite familiar with your area. I had some great friends that lived off of Big Oak Drive in Maylene, and glad that you can join me here on the show today to talk about this special young man.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Braden and what kind of young man he is, the type of guy he is, even pre-sarcoma diagnosis.
Before, even now, he is a very loving and caring 12-year-old, which he definitely is not a normal 12-year-old. He has been through a lot. I mean, we had a journey with cancer before. He had optic glioma on the optic nerve when he was 6. So this is our second battle going through all this. This one's a little bit more crazy, I guess, because it's more intense, different type of chemo and all that. But he's very loving. He always thinks about others before himself.
Donda, when it comes to a child who has the kind of experiences that Braden does, where would you say his level of maturity is right now?
18, 19-year-old. He is very, very mature for his age. Definitely.
I can't imagine what he was going through as a 6-year-old. When you first got that diagnosis that long ago, what was it like for your family at that time?
Very scary, because it was on the optic nerve that was inoperable. So we just had to do chemo treatments for 13 months. He still has that. It is just what they call stable. It has not grown in a very long time, which is very good. So we don't have to worry about that one right now. And then we found out this past December.
And what was the specific diagnosis for this, Tom?
I am going to try to say this correctly. Forgive me if I mess it up. It is undifferentiated pleomorphic sarcoma. It is called a UPS sarcoma.
And how was that explained to you when you received that diagnosis of something you'd probably never heard of before?
Honestly, they couldn't definitely tell me themselves because, during all scans, this tumor never highlighted. So we thought it was a fibroma, nothing to worry about. We kept doing scans, nothing to worry about, not growing. So he hit early puberty, and it grew a little. So we're like, okay, we're going to take it out, find out what's going on. We scheduled surgery on a little before November 17th. So we got that. It was from the date that we were going to do surgery, the date we actually did surgery was 2 weeks. Within that 2 weeks, his tumor doubled in size. So November 17th, we went in, had it removed. They thought they got everything, or they said they got everything. December 5th, I was called, and I had just come home from having hernia surgery myself that day, with the doctor giving us the results. I just had to hand the phone to my husband because I could not do it at that time. I wasn't physically, mentally able to do it. So we had to go back in 4 days before Christmas, December 21st, and have margins cut out just to be sure, for sure, make sure they got everything. That come back, margins clean, nothing to worry about. Everything was sent off to pathologist, even on the table, from them putting any kind of dye that normally highlights on cancer. His did not. It's only when they cut into it that they've seen 3 different cells of different type of cancers. So he is on a very rare tumor list. And the only way they know to list it would be calling it the UPS sarcoma.
So what is the prognosis for a cancer this rare right now, Donda?
They really can't tell me. Honestly. 100% sure they cannot tell me anything besides on scans that he had done last week, that they can't see anything new. And what was there, they don't see anything from it. But he will have several years of scans, blood work, all kinds of things. And if he gets any other spot that comes up, it will have to be biopsied to make sure it's not another sarcoma, because they don't highlight, or his did not.
Where is Braden being treated at right now?
He is at Children's Hospital as we speak.
What's been the overall experience there at Children's for your family?
For the most part, excellent. We had a scare on his last round, which was March 24th, which was supposed to be a very happy day for us because he had finished his last round of radiation, which he took 30 rounds of radiation. We got to the hospital, got everything done, got in our room. They go to administer his ifosfamide chemo, which takes 2 hours to give. And literally within 10 minutes of finishing his treatment, he had a seizure, a grand mal seizure, that lasted for about 2 minutes. That was very scary. We had a bunch of doctors come in. We had to be sent to ICU. We put on a BiPAP machine. Other than that, that was a scary night because I had so much going on, and I guess it was just me for being so scared and just, I don't know the word for that. I was just emotional. So that was a bad experience that night because nobody could calm me down. There was nothing anybody could do to get me to calm down.
And I know that if it was possible, you would take this away from Braden and carry it yourself. I can imagine that.
He is definitely, he is taking this better than I would or most adults would. He handles it with so much courage, and he just don't complain. He don't say much. He just rolls with a punch. Whatever is thrown out of him, he's like, okay, we got this, let's do it.
Where does that come from, Donda, for him?
I guess somewhat of me and Dad both. But as parents, we kind of change our attitudes when something like this happens, especially to your kid. And he takes on that to where he can handle it all. And he said, Mom, I've got this. We're okay. And I know he's okay. So, but it's just a thought that having to see him go through this and not being able to do anything, the only I can do is ask him, do you need anything? Are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine. Stop. Don't ask me again. I'm good. So he does not like being asked, are you okay? Do you need anything? He's like, if I did, I would tell you.
That sounds like a 12-year-old. That does sound like a 12-year-old.
That's a 12-year-old, but but at the end of the day, he handles it very good. Like I said, better than I would. Even when his first round of chemo, this was a kid that was going to clinic, having lab work done, having his chemo done, would go home that same day because it was a very low dose of chemo. But he was back at school the next day, ready to go. He did not want to miss school.
Wow.
This time, we are considered homebound. He has not been to school since January. And he does everything on the computer. So there's so much he's missing out on. And this stuff makes him a lot more sicker, makes him to where he don't want to do anything, makes him tired, makes him ill as a hornet. And there's nothing I could do but say, it's okay. And he goes, I know. Just had to kind of like step away and let him do his own thing and trust that he will let me know if he needs something.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Donda Grant. We're discussing Braden's sarcoma journey. We want you to be part of Join Braden's support squad. And Donda, if you'll stick with me, we'll continue this conversation on the other side and we'll talk about how listeners can help your family during this time, okay?
No, thank you.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, We want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have Donda Grant on the line with me right now. They are from the Alabaster area. Braden attends Thompson Middle School, and he's currently battling sarcoma. Donda is on the line to share about the needs of her family, to share about Braden's story. What a strong young man. At 12 years old, is that the seventh grade, Donda?
He is actually in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. I was going to share that when I was in the seventh grade, I had staph infection, and I had a tumor in my leg that had been taken out in the fourth grade. And then the seventh grade, I was also homebound for 6 months. So half of my seventh grade year, I actually had a lady come to the home to change out some things for me when I had a catheter in my chest and some other things going on. And I couldn't attend school for that period of time while I had to do my studies at home. Back then, I didn't have a computer to do the work like Braden does, but I recall not being in school and how frustrating it was to not be with fellow students during that year.
Yeah, it's tough because he misses his friends. He'd rather be in school than at home on the computer.
And hopefully what will happen is he'll get his treatments and be back with his classmates before too long. But during this time, it's about getting him better and whatever the medical teams can do at Children's Hospital. I don't know what all exactly he's going to have to go through. You know, whatever the plan is at this point, chemotherapy or whatever he has to go through. But to get through that part and then be able to be a kid again, that's important.
That's the most important thing to get this done, which right now we are on our fifth round of chemo, which we get put in the hospital on Friday to start the first day of chemo. Then we did the same thing over Saturday and Sunday, and we get released sometime before lunch or a little after lunch on Mondays. And we do that every 21 days.
When you get to go back home, how does Braden feel after a treatment like that?
For the most part, he's just tired. It takes him a couple of days to recoup himself. After a few days, you know, he's somewhat kind of back to himself. He's back to eating better. He's back to drinking more fluids. And he's back up wanting to do a few things. It still takes him a week or so to get back 100% to where he needs to be to do things on a daily basis.
Have you found camaraderie with fellow parents and caretakers there at Children's Hospital? I know that we have mutual friends in Helena Bishop and Megan Green, and they've had to go through the battles themselves with their family members.
Me and Megan have not actually met face-to-face. We have chatted several times on Facebook Messenger. She's actually up here with Kingsley today.
And I know it's important to be able to connect with families like that that can help you be able to move forward and know that there are other people who are going through that struggle.
It is. We kind of bond together, and it helps a lot when parents can get together and talk and, I guess, vent for a little while to get things out, because it does help.
I've always heard, Donda, that it's a group you don't want to be a part of, but you're thankful that you have the people that you do to lean on when it comes to that childhood cancer community.
Yes, absolutely. I don't think half of us could actually make it without that support group that we have.
When we talk about support and what listeners can do as we share about Braden's sarcoma journey, I know there are probably several things that a listener could do to try to help your family during this time, and that's very important that people know how to join Braden's support squad and what you would like for people to do to help your family during this time, Donda.
Mainly, most of all, pray. But if anybody wants to, on Braden's support squad Facebook page, there is a link to order T-shirts. And all the money for that does go to the family for medical bills and things that Braden may need. As it mainly just prayers.
And you have a Facebook group established for people to join as well?
Yes, it's Braden's Sarcoma Journey. And you're more than welcome to put a link up if you'd like to.
Be happy to do that. Does Braden have siblings?
He does. He has an older brother that is 20.
How's that for a 20-year-old to watch a little brother like that go through this?
Tough. He really don't know what to do right now because he's been there even through the first round. He's just kind of at loss. He don't know how to, I guess, treat him. He's scared to say something out of the way or something like that. But he's still Braden's rock. Braden calls him a lot and talks to him a good bit because he does not live at home with us. But they talk and communicate daily.
And truly, there are some forgotten people in the cancer journey. You have, of course, a spouse and another sibling, and you have other relatives and friends who also carry the burden of what Braden's going through. And I know that can be difficult on the circle of people, the family and the friends that are in that circle for Braden.
It is, but everybody has been a rock for Braden with support and anything that he may need. They try to help the best they can. Excuse me.
Well, Donda, I hope that listeners today will decide to be a part of Braden's support squad and that they'll join the Braden's Sarcoma Journey group, maybe purchase a T-shirt, support your family in that way. And, of course, as you asked for prayers, and I know that there are plenty of people out there who are praying for Braden at this time. I've shared Braden's Sarcoma Journey on the Mark White Show Facebook page and wanted a chance to be able to talk to you about the situation and have our listeners understand what Braden's going through from his journey as a 6-year-old, now a 12-year-old, and experiencing things that many of us will never have to experience in our lifetime, and especially as a young person in a time where he should be able to have fun and enjoy time with his classmates and his friends, and he's having to go through this right now, but he sounds like a really strong young man who is fighting this battle in a good way.
He is, most definitely.
As we move forward, you continue to keep me posted on things that we can do to try to help through the Mark White Show, and I'm glad to be able to help your family, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me here on the show today to share about Braden's journey.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
Folks, again, go to Braden's Sarcoma Journey. I want you to join Braden's support squad. I will again share Braden's Sarcoma Journey if you will join that group and then find out the opportunities for you to help this family from Alabaster, this Thompson Middle School student, Braden. We're glad to be able to share today here on The Mark White Show and encourage you to make a difference where you can for this family. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
These are my kind of people.